Hey, everybody, welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about a house of prayer. As I review the prayer requests turned into the church I serve, my heart is filled with compassion for those who are struggling. Consistently, I feel overwhelmed as I pray over these needs, wishing I could solve the problems that people are facing. But it's in this time of prayer that I'm reminded of the faithfulness of God. How many times have we seen God answer prayer? Too many times to count. You know, recently I was reading in Matthew chapter 21 and the familiar story of Jesus chasing the money changers out of the temple. It's a rare look at Jesus's righteous indignation. But as Matthew tells us the story, he recalls some interesting words from Jesus. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 13, the Bible says, "It is written," he said to them, "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." Now, Jesus is referring to a prophecy given by Isaiah many years before. It's found in Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7. It says, "These I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations." The words of Jesus reveals the heart of God for his church. There is no doubt that it is the will of God for prayer to be a priority among his people. Yet, can we just take a moment of honest evaluation? Among many churches, prayer is given very little emphasis. Church calendars are filled with ministry and activities, but often no prayer meeting is scheduled. In churches that do have a consistent prayer meeting, the attendance is often very low. We must ask, why has corporate prayer become such a low priority? Isn't prayer the engine of the church? Doesn't prayer and faith move the hand of God? Shouldn't prayer be our first response and not our last resort? When faced with a crisis, it's not uncommon to hear people say, "Well, I guess all we can do is pray." And the statement is given with a sigh and resignation that there's nothing to be done. Oh, but there is something that can be done. We can pray. Remember, prayer is no small thing. Prayer is a mighty thing. Imagine if the church returned to prayer. Imagine if once again we begin to see the value and importance of the prayer meeting. Don't you agree that a return to prayer would result in the power of God among us? In our enthusiasm for outreach, worship services, Bible studies, and the various ministries of our church, we must pause and reflect. Are we creating an environment where prayer thrives? Are we prioritizing the intimate conversation with God that Jesus so deeply desires for his church? Prayer is not merely an activity to check off our spiritual to-do list. It is the heartbeat of our relationship with God. Let's remember, it's the lifeline that sustains our spiritual passion. Prayer aligns our hearts with the will of God. It empowers our ministries, and it transforms us from the inside out. Looking back at Matthew chapter 21, when Jesus overturned the tables of the money changers and declared his Father's house to be a house of prayer, I don't believe he was just addressing the practices of that time. He was issuing a timeless invitation for his followers throughout the ages to return to the heart of what it means to be a church, a people devoted to prayer. As you and I realign our priorities with the heart of Jesus, may our churches be known not only for their good works, but as houses of prayer, places where the presence of God is tangibly felt and his power is unleashed through the fervent prayers of his people. And here's today's challenge. Let's ensure that in every church environment, prayer is an essential part of what we do. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.